Good afternoon, happy new year, and welcome to Q&A with Perry A. about calcium bentonite clay. This is your time to ask questions, and I'll do my best to answer them on this wonderful subject of calcium bentonite clay. Hoping all of you are having a wonderful new year, and you know, I always kind of dreaded making resolutions. It was like, okay, here's something. I don't make resolutions, I make intentions. I have an intention that I will meet all challenges of the new year with grace and joy to find the perfect solution so that takes care of any problems. I have an intention that the life is always working for me, again, that I can come to the right solutions. So I'm just threw that your way. We're going to talk a little bit about that next week on our Live Well Seminar. And right now it's time to talk about clay, so let me see if we have any questions in queue. We do. Joanne in Aquana. I'm not sure where Aquana is. I wanted to let you know I burned my finger picking up a knife that had fallen onto the burner on the stove, and the plastic handle melted on my finger. Ooh. Immediately plunged the finger into wet clay, and wow, pain, redness, and the burn went away. The clay even lifted the plastic that had been adhered to my finger. From now on, clay is my go-to for burns. Thank you. Just wanted to share this with you and others. Wow, thanks, Joanne. I'd never heard of a burn quite like that. Would you mind if I use this for a testimonial? I'll try to capture your information and put it, let me open a file here so I can keep that and email you. I've had lots of different questions, I mean testimonials about clay burns, but you know, when I know what it's like when you have something hot melts and sticks to your finger. So that's a great new one. So I'd love to have that. And thank you so much for calling and asking that. And she goes on again and says, can I add essential oils to the clay poultices or a clay mask? I have lavender, geranium, and frankincense. Thanks. Okay. You can, you know, we've used lavender essential oil in making our soaps, and at one time we had scented clays and used some of the scented essential oils. But clay does absorb oils. And, you know, like if you were taking fish oil, you wouldn't want to take it with your clay because it's going to absorb those oils and hold them in. But when you mix it into the clay, it does hold them in, and you can get the essence of it when you use a clay poultice or something. So, yes, in that case, definitely. But if you're taking fish oils, some essential oils that are taking internally for your body, just take them away from the clay. Okay? Hello. This is Sergi from Cupertino. I love all these new places. I'm going to have to get on a map and find out where we're corresponding from. Hello. I feel salt crystals in both my hands. No pain. I have no bathtub, so cannot do clay baths. Do not want to go to the doctor. I'm ready to do a clay detox. What is the maximum clay I can take per day, and will it help me? I also eat lots of sashima. How can I do a clay mercury detox program? I'm in my 40s, a runner, and eat a lot of raw foods. T. Krista. Okay, let's look at this. The salt in your hands, I don't know how, if it's a buildup of some sort of crystals, maybe calcium or salt in your hands. You can put the clay on your hands, rub it on your hands. But you're not having pain, okay. So, yes, drinking the clay. And I would start with 2 ounces 3 times a day, taken away from medicines if you take medicines. find out how long from your pharmacy it takes to absorb the medicine, and then you're home free because the clay doesn't go into the bloodstream. Not directly. It has indirect effects. Drinking it has helped a lot of people with stiff joints and things, so I'm thinking if you'll do that, I would take 2 ounces for a couple of days and then maybe move up to 3 ounces. You know, wait a while and see if you can tell a difference. If you can't, you can increase it. You can take as much as 8 ounces 3 times a day. So I don't think you'll need that much for that. Again, for mercury that's already lodged in the body, you would want to take the clay baths, but can't do that right now. In the summertime, if you can rub clay all over you, put a bathing suit on, rub clay all over you, stand out in the sun and dry, and then shower off. That would be helpful. Soaking your feet in clay. You can get a little tub of clay and mix up some kind of thick clay. Not as thick as you put on. Add more water to that. You want it watered down a little, but not quite as diluted as what you put in a clay bath. Maybe like the clay you drink and just pour it into a tub where you could submerge your feet. Get a little tub with pan with a cover on it because you can soak your feet several times. There are over 200,000 pores in your feet, sweat glands in your, through your skin, so you can detox through your skin that way, through the body, through your feet. Not as quick or as all-encompassing as a body, but if that's all you have. The other thing before you eat, and it sounds like shishima is a fish, I would take a drink of clay before you eat if you're eating lots of fish that may have mercury in it, because it will absorb it before it goes into your body. Once it goes into your body, it's hard for your body to get it out. But if you can catch it before it goes in, it'll just, you know, it goes in your mouth, it'll capture the mercury and then take it out. Eating lots of raw foods is very good for you. I've had runners who start drinking the clay and they notice they don't hit their wall. They have more energy, so it might benefit your winning too. I had a guy who did a clay fast. He was training for a triathlon and he was in his 60s, and he said he noticed after he was just drinking clay and juice or clay and water for about 3 days, and he noticed he really had a remarkable energy, didn't feel hungry, and when he was running, where he usually hit his wall, he didn't hit it. So you might like it for that too. Those are good questions. Thank you. Anna in Los Gatos. I'm a raw vegan, look younger and feel good, but started to lose my memory and feel that it is clouded. Also, my hair is falling out and my nails become thin with horizontal stripes on them. Feeling bloated after each meal, have constipation. Will clay help me now, and how should I use it exactly? Will it replace the supplements from the store? No, it won't replace your supplements from the store. The minerals in clay make up the clay particles. They're bound together, and they make up the strong negative charge for the detoxing action. Now, that being said, clay is a catalyst, and as a catalyst, enzymes in the body can attach to the clay particle, and together they become co-creators, and they can make amino acids. Amino acids can make peptide chains, can make a protein, and they can make vitamins and minerals that the clay doesn't even contain. Drinking clay should begin to help with the bloatedness. It sounds like you have some out of balance on your insides. I would have a hair analysis test or a blood test to see what's going on, because if you eat this healthy and you're getting protein, your hair shouldn't be falling out and your nails shouldn't be becoming thin, you know, all of these things. You should be very healthy. If you're having constipation, drinking the clay will do one of two things. It will either help you go to the bathroom or it may contribute to the constipation. If any of you are taking clay and you notice constipation, go to the drugstore and get some over-the-counter magnesium oxide tablets, not the caltrate or the citrate, the oxide. And you can take one or two. It's 250 milligrams. You get them at the drugstore. And, you know, start with one and see if that works. You can go up to two. I like the tablets because you can cut them in half and, you know, find your dosage in your happy place. It'll keep you going to the bathroom. And sometimes at first when you have constipation, because it's cleaning out the lower colon of old, dried, putrefied fecal matter, and it does contribute to temporary constipation. But for some reason, people either start having three good bowel movements a day or they notice that they get constipated. So it can go either way depending on your system. Again, you don't count on it, even though it can make minerals and vitamins that your body is deficient in, that the clay doesn't even contain. We don't know if it does it in amounts that will replace your supplements. So I would continue taking your supplements from the store. The only minerals you'll get, and we don't know in what amount, it depends on, it's in the exchange layer, and those are calcium, magnesium, potassium, and sodium. But if there's nothing there to exchange with them, you won't get them, and it would be a small amount anyway. So keep taking your supplements. I would start drinking 2 ounces 3 times a day. Watch and see. Use some clay in your hair and your scalp. Make the mask, the clay mask, and apply it to your scalp. Kind of part your hair and put it in and let it dry. If you want to, put it in your scalp, lather it up good, wet your hair, and sleep with a shower cap on, or at least leave it on for about an hour. If the hair follicles aren't dead, it should stimulate that. The nails becoming thin with the stripes on them is a sign of lack of silica. So you might consider taking some silica. Clay is the dominant mineral. Clay is silica, but it works for a different purpose too. Although it does help people, you can apply it over a broken bone and it helps heal the bone in half the time. So, wow. Something is going on there, and if I were you, I would try to get a blood test or a hair analysis test to see what you're deficient in that is causing all of this stuff, okay? And feel free to email me anytime. I think my email address and everything is on the bentoniteclayinfo.com website. That's bentoniteclayinfo.com. That's the new free site for all information and articles and recordings about clay. And my information should be on there as well. Barb in Vancouver, does anyone know a distributor of living clay products in Western Canada, BC, or Alberta, or anywhere in Canada? Yes. Let me think just a minute. Well, I'm going to have to look up the information and email it to you. I have their contact information. We do have a rather large distributor there. And I want to get that for you and give you the phone number and the contact. I'm copying these questions. And getting back over, okay, I have your email, and I will email you that information. And one of the ladies mentioned something about your memory being clouded, too. I think, you know, putting it in your hair and drinking it will help the whole body. It wants to balance your body and bring your body back into balance. So you get a flow of energy throughout your body and blood flow throughout your body, bringing oxygen to all parts and particularly putting the clay on your scalp will also stimulate blood flow to the head area, which may help that also. Mary Lou Barron in Fort Worth. I have a friend who has bursitis in the knee, and he has a lump caused by fluids coming out of the bursa. Will packed clays help him? I would think it was. It takes down inflammation and excess fluids. In the bursa, it will maybe have to use it a little bit longer because the bursa is sort of a sac that holds the fluid. So if the fluids are coming out, I don't know if you want the fluid. The bursa is a little sac. It's a little cushion sac. He has a lump caused by the fluids coming out of the bursa. Well, if it's out of the bursa, the clay might absorb him. I would put a poultice over his knee, put it on pretty thick, wrap it with saran wrap or glad press and seal. If it's a man with a hairy leg, the press and seal is going to stick to the hairs of your leg, so use a saran wrap. Let it air out between times. You can sleep with it on at night, give it a little air in the daytime. Put it on again and keep trying that and see if that doesn't help, as well as drinking the clay and see if that wouldn't help. And please let me know if it does, because I haven't had this question before and I'd like to know how it works. Craig Tisdale, how do I have my clay tested for heavy metals? Do you know of a company or lab that does that kind of test? Yes, and I can look up that information and send you. However, it's extremely expensive if you want to test them. Here's the thing. The heavy metals in clay are in parts per million, and they are not bioavailable to the body. The only ones that are bioavailable are your calcium, your magnesium, your potassium, and your sodium. The minerals are joined by covalent oxygen and oxygen hydroxide molecules, OH bonds, and these make the clay a very sturdy compound, so that means it's structurally very strong and it doesn't break down. So the odds of you getting heavy metals from the clay are minute. I've been taking it for 20 years and I've never had any problem. At one time I made my doctor, he kept saying, why do you want to have, and I didn't have all the heavy metals tested, I just had some of them. Kept saying, why have you been around lead paint? Have you been around? Do you eat a lot of fish? And I said, look, I'll pay for it. Just do it. And mine came out just fine. But I can give you the name of a company that does that, but expect it to be in the thousands of dollars. So I just wouldn't worry. I've been taking the clay for 20 years, and you know, if it's going to damage something, my body would be crazy, and I'm extremely healthy from my 77 years, so I think it's a mute point. I don't think it's helped. I wrote an article that I will send you about why clays are safe to ingest and about the chemical structure of clays, plus the clay particle is too large to pass through the colon wall, so it's not absorbed into the bloodstreams. So there are many reasons why it's safe. But if you still want to have it tested, I will be happy to give you that information. Mary Lou Barton, Fort Worth, what is the recipe for a clay detox bath? Okay, Mary Lou, in a blender, if you will mix, fill it half with water, put your 1 or 2 cups of clay in, and then top it off to about 1 inch of the top. You want to leave just about 1 inch at the top. Blend it on high for 30 seconds, and pour it in, start your hot bath water and pour it into the bath and rinse it out real good. Get all the clay you can into the bath. Now, before you get in the bath, unscrew the metal blades and make sure you wash them off. You don't want to leave clay in prolonged contact with the blades, with metals, because it will begin to rust them. But temporary contact is fine. Okay, let's see if we have any more questions coming up. Well, it looks like those are our questions for a while, so I'm going to move over and chat with you about some different topics. I pulled up some testimonials today, and the topic of this one is pain. So I have a testimonial on carpal tunnel, and Donna said she tried the muscle rub and was amazed at the relief it gave her for her carpal tunnel. She said, "I have not had that amount of success with anything that I've used over the years." So if you have carpal tunnel, a lot of what happens is that tendon swells and it gets inflamed, and the clay will pull that out and pull that soreness out, and it's just almost like overnight relief. Just put it on thickly, wrap it, and leave it on overnight. The next day it should be better. You may have to try it for several days. And then, too, I'll look at what's causing it and see if you can adjust if yours is a lot of typing. There are different things you can do to adjust your hand position that might help reduce that pain. Foot pain. I have severe pain on top of my left foot, a huge knot. I don't know what's wrong with my foot. It just started hurting and having severe muscle cramps between my big toe and my ankle. This hurts for months. I put my foot into a clay bath, and honestly, the pain was so bad I almost didn't do the foot bath. But something told me not to stop. So I put my foot in there, and the pain subsided. After the bath, I put on a clay poultice and left it overnight. The next morning, all the pain was gone and has not returned. It's been a week now, and I can tell it's not going to come back. The knot is absolutely gone. Linda W. Now, that may have been, like she said, she was having a muscle cramp, and a lot of times you can get a muscle knotted up, and once they get a knot, they contract easily, like saying, called like cramping. And the clay helps bring blood flow and oxygen there, and it moves the energy, so it relaxes that knot. It helps the knots go away, even on a sprained neck. In fact, my next testimonial is about a neck injury. She said, "I was in a car accident 20 years ago, and every single day I've experienced severe neck, shoulder, and back pain. Just after one clay pack on my neck, the pain is gone. I use clay packs on my shoulder and lower back once, and that pain is hugely reduced. I will continue to work on this." So again, it loosens those muscles. I know I've had people with migraine headaches that just get into a clay bath, and like 15 minutes later, the headache is gone, because it relaxes. When you get a severe headache like that, the body resists it and tenses up, and all those muscles are tightened, and the flow of blood flow and oxygen can't get through. So when the clay relaxes that, the stimulation and the circulation rebuilds. And let me go back and see if we have any more questions yet. And we do. Mary Ann in Aquino, Massachusetts. I know I'm massacring these pronunciation of the words. I'm just glad I can say Massachusetts. "Can you talk about clay for healthy teeth and gums? Should I brush my teeth with clay, pack my gums with clay? Thanks." Yes, ma'am. I use clay daily in my teeth and gums. I have a clay bath powder. I put a little toothpaste on my toothbrush because I like the flavor, and I dip it in the clay and brush my teeth with it. Now, I've added a little bit of peppermint oil, a tiny bit, a cup of clay, and a little bit of cloves and a little bit of stevia to make my powder, and I just mix it all together real good. It doesn't take but a drop or two of peppermint oil. If you get it too strong, you'll know about it. And I dip my wet toothbrush with my toothpaste on it and brush my teeth. I pack my gums a couple of times a month, just to make sure I'm keeping the blood flow and the oxygen and pulling out any bacteria that get lodged down in your teeth. You should notice with brushing your teeth that your teeth are less yellow. They are more white. They're not Matthew McConaughey white, but it does lighten the teeth and gets that yellow tea, coffee, cigarette smoke, or whatever stain that gets on your teeth off. And packing your gums, you can do it weekly if you want. You can do it daily if you want. If you have a problem, I do it daily. Just on the handle of my toothbrush or something like a popsicle stick, get a little ledge of dry clay and pull your cheek out and try to deposit it around that teeth in between your cheek and gums. And the saliva is going to stick it in place. And you can kind of manipulate it a little bit with your tongue. And get enough on there, it'll do a good job. If you swallow a little during the night, that's fine. Just rinse your mouth out in the morning and brush your teeth. But it's going to pull the bacteria that get lodged down in those pockets in your gum out. It's going to help the bone density in your jaw, in your teeth. And it's just excellent for your teeth. A few people have had very tiny, the beginnings of tiny cavities. And they noticed that they disappeared. Don't think it will work with a very deep, big cavity, but you can try it if you want. I had one lady who was scheduled for pyorrhea surgery, and she started brushing her teeth and packing with the clay on Sunday, and her scheduled surgery was on Friday, and when she got to the doctor on Friday, he said, "I don't know what you've been doing, but keep it up. We're going to postpone this surgery. You're improving. What have you been doing?" And so it's very good for that. You can swish with it. Put a little clay in your mouth in the morning and just swish your teeth and gums. I even gargle with it when I feel the beginning of a sore throat, and it sort of keeps it at bay. And then I have a question here from Sylvia Sterning in Glenoma. Is clay good for wrinkles or acne? How thick do you put it on? Absolutely good for both, especially acne. It's acne's worst nightmare. You put a thin coat on. You want to cover the skin where you can't see the skin. It doesn't have to be, you don't want to rub it in like you're rubbing in a lotion, so you do want to coat your face a little bit and let it dry. You know, if you feel an acne bump coming up, go get a dab of clay and put it on it, and it'll chase it right away. Drinking the clay will help clear it up. People with acne generally have an acidity in their system, and so drinking the clay cleared it up. I've had several people tell me they had the clay whelps on their back. Acne whelps on their back. They wouldn't come to a head like they do on your face, but they're very painful and red. And when they started drinking the clay, they went away. So just drinking the clay helps balance your system. As for wrinkles, the same clay you put on your face, kind of close my eyes and put a little over on my upper eyelid and right under my eyes. If you get it in your eye, just get some eye wash and wash it out. But leave it on and let it dry. And if you do a clay facial 2 or 3 times a week, you're going to start noticing those wrinkles are tightening up. And your skin, it feels baby soft when you wash it off. It's really wonderful for both your wrinkles and your acne. And at night, I put a little on, you know, my wrinkle lines around my mouth where you smile and talk so much, usually where we start getting those wrinkles. And I just put a little dab here and there around that area where those wrinkles are and put a thin coat on and sleep with it all night. Sometimes, in fact, last night I did, and I put it under my eyes. Standing up late, all the holiday stuff, I noticed I'm getting a little puffy under there and wrinkly, and so I put some under my eyes. I have 2 moles on my cheek that I'm actually dissolving. I've been working on it over a year. But they break apart, and like 2 little moles, just all of a sudden I'm noticing it gets smaller and hear these 2 little moles dropping down my face, and they kind of move away and gradually disappear. So I put a smear on those at night before I go to bed, kind of thickly, and put it on there and just leave it on there and sleep with it on and wash it off in the morning. So use it like that. And I think you'll be really excited. I would start drinking at least 2 ounces three times a day for that acne as well. Because we want to balance the inside. Anything on the skin is a reflection of something that's not going on right on the inside. So try that and send me a testimonial, because I know you're going to have one. I love it. I know it works for that. It's just absolutely wonderful. Okay, let's see if we have any more questions. Here's one from Bonnie. Will clay help clear out clogged arteries? If so, how should it be applied to achieve this? I think by drinking the clay, it will help the best. Clay doesn't go into the bloodstream, but it's an enzyme attached to the clay particle. And again, here's where it's a co-creator with the body. It can make oxidize enzymes and diastase and oxidase enzymes that help build red blood cells. It will stop anemia. Now, it's kind of hard to believe. It doesn't go in the bloodstream, but it will stop anemia. It builds red blood cells. Again, this is because it is a catalyst and a co-creator with the body. So in that regard, I think it helped. There's a book reading called Heal Yourself Naturally. It's an e-book by Nancy Stein, S-T-I-N-E, and she was an 80-something-year-old lady that had an aneurysm. And they needed to operate, but she was so old and the aneurysm was so bad, they refused to operate. So she was just kind of a walking time bomb. And she started taking the clay. She knew about clay and started taking it. And in 3 months, she went to the Mayo Clinic and asked them about had being tested for having the surgery, and they checked her out and they said, your aneurysms aren't bad enough to apply it for you to need surgery. So it was clearing up, and she wrote a book about it because she wanted to help. It's a little book and it's an ebook. You can get it on Amazon and just Google Healing Clay Naturally, or clay healing naturally. Wait just a second. It's in a reference in my new book. So let me look up, make sure I have that that I have the name right. Let's see. Heal Yourself Naturally, Nancy Stein. Heal Yourself Naturally. It's a small, inexpensive ebook. STINE. And it's an amazing, amazing story. And so if you'll try that, I think you'll find great success. I would start drinking the clay 2 ounces three times a day. It just helps the blood. Like I say, it builds red blood cells and it stops anemia and helps the blood. We don't know now. We know that there's acidity in the blood, and there was a company that does the dried blood cell studies, and they would take microscopic pictures, high-powered microscopic pictures of dried blood cells from people and look at them, and you could see the blood cells all clumped together, just overlapping and touching each other. And then there was a lot of debris in the background, and I asked them what the debris was, and they said it was debris. It was like trash in the blood. So after 6 weeks on clay and a reasonable diet, they tested them again, and the blood cells were all off by themselves. They were big, they were healthy looking, and there was no debris in the background. Oh, they said it was acidity in the blood. That's what it was, acidity in the blood. There's an article on bentoniteclayinfo.com on how clay enriches blood cells. And it shows pictures of those blood tests that we took. And you can go and look at that also. So it's amazing all the things clay can do. And okay, Mary in Fort Worth, I have acid reflux. Does drinking the clay heal that? Absolutely. It's one of, that was my big aha moment, Mary. I had acid reflux so bad, I was sleeping propped up on three pillows at night. If I laid down flat, this acidic stuff would come up my throat, my mouth in the middle of the night and burn. And I thought, if I don't do something, I'm going to be, get esophageal cancer. And, so I was complaining to the person who had introduced me to the clay, and I had only been using it topically and in a clay bath. He told me to drink it, but I thought, yeah, to drink dirt? No, I just don't think I need it. I feel pretty good. I'm not sick, so I wasn't doing it. And when I was complaining about it, he said, well, I can tell you're not taking a clay. He said, if you want to get rid of that in a hurry, just start drinking some clay. Well, here they tell you that little valve is your hiatal hernia valve is broken and it's letting this stuff up there. All I know is I started drinking the clay, and in 2 days I was laying flat. I had no acid reflux, and I have hardly had it since then. But then I drank clay all the time, so I don't know if it healed the little hiatal hernia flap there they talk about or what. I just don't have it anymore. And that's one of I tried to think, if we had $1 million to test the clay on something, would I test it on acne? Would I test it on acid reflux? You know, would I test it on digestive issues? What would I have it tested on? Because these tests take 5 years and millions of dollars that we don't have to give to it before the FDA is going to let you make a claim. And then, you know, if you pass the testing, and even if people die from it, they will just say, okay, you can sell it, but you got to give them this warning. And if you listen to the pharmaceutical ads, the warnings are the one they go over real, real fast. They put it on fast forward, and you can hardly hear what they're saying. But as long as they have the test and can afford the test that the pharmaceuticals can, companies can, you can, it's approved to sell as long as they have a warning. So it may kill you, but yeah, you can take it for this. So, so honey, get ready to get rid of your acid reflux. Start drinking 2 ounces of clay 3 times a day. If there's a particular time you get it, take the clay, like, you know, it usually happens at bedtime. Be sure and take a day's dose of clay before bedtime. Drink lots of water during the day. And all of us should do that. Don't drink it too close. Wait 30 minutes after you take the clay, because you want the healing effects to go down and coat your colon and your stomach and your esophagus and all of that. So it'll clear up any irritation in your esophagus, as well as stopping what's causing it that's in your stomach. The clay has a 9.7 pH, so it's all about balancing. And thank you for that question. Okay, good questions today. Let's start out the new year right. Okay, I'm going to go over and check our phone lines. I've just neglected the phone lines today. With anyone on the phone, I do have somebody that says they want to ask a question. They have their hand held here. This is Perry, the Clay Lady. May I help you?
Happy New Year.
Yes. Do you have a question?
Is that me, Perry?
Yes, uh-huh. Yes.
Okay, sorry. It's Barb in Vancouver, and I asked you on the write-in part about finding a distributor of the clay here up somewhere up here in Canada. And other than that, I really didn't have anything. I'm really enjoying the questions today, and I have a chance you'll shoot me off some information about who you know in Canada.
I certainly will. I'm
I was going to contact a friend of mine in Ontario who is a distributor, and I mean, not of your product, but he might want to become one. So I'll see what happens. Yeah. But I did have it in my things to do to contact him. But I thought, oh, well, why don't you ask Perrier first?
Yeah, it's something Crafts. I can't think of the full name of it, but I have it, and I have the email and the contact person that you can call, and they put it in stores and distributed all across Canada. So maybe when you call that number, they can tell you in your area where you can get it. Okay?
Oh, so
they
that's
have a
like
catalog
the
too.
So that's like the people you gave your sold your business to. I mean, that's
they are a regular distributor. They get the clay, and they have a larger venue. Instead of selling it to one or two people on the internet, they already have markets set out there that they put it through. And that's called a distributor.
Right. When you call them, the first thing they ask, is this a consumer? Or then they ask if you're a distributor. So I knew that they also had people there, distributors, calling for
whatever they got. Distributors are what we used to call a wholesaler. It's somebody who resells the clay. And they possibly have the place in Canada, and all I can think of is Axel Crafts. That's what it is, Axel Craft. And,
Axel?
Axel, A-X-E-L-K-R-A-F-T. And they have a big catalog. They have an online catalog, and they also get it in the stores, health food stores. So they have a big distributorship for Canada.
So A-X-E-L-K-R-A-F-T?
Yes.
Okay.
And I can send you the contact and the phone number and everything.
Perfect.
So thank you for being on and for asking that question. We may have some
It's not only me that got benefit from it, but that's lovely. Thank you.
Okay. Well, have a good New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thanks, Barb.
You too. Okay.
Do we have anyone else who would like to ask a question? If you press star 2 on your phone, it will open up the phone lines. And I will be happy to talk with you, take a testimonial, or answer a question, all of the above. I do want to take a brief minute to talk about my new book, Calcium Bentonite Clay, Nature's Pathway to Healing, Balance, Detox, Stimulate, and Alkalize. And I've just gotten a testimonial today about it. And I am thrilled to say this came from a person who just sent me. She said, I did get your book 3 weeks ago and read it twice already. Truly a work of art that everyone should have in their personal library. So I'm getting good compliments about it, and I have no idea how it's selling because I'm doing it through a fulfillment house. And if you're interested in the book, you can either go to Amazon.com or you can go to theclaybook.com. That's my website, and there's an order link there. We'll take you right to it, and they're a fulfillment house, and they will mail you out a book and handle all the book work and everything. That's bentoniteclayinfo.com. Okay, I'm going to... Whoops, I went too far. Okay, here we go. A follow-up on Mary on the acid reflux. She said, how long before and after eating do you drink the clay? You know, you can drink it right before you eat. It doesn't bother your nutrition in your food. It doesn't bother your supplements. So sometimes I like to take it before I eat, particularly if I'm eating something fish with may have mercury in it. And I do like to eat fish, so I'll drink a little before I go, so it'll grab that you know, before I go. I drink it before, if I go with my kids, they like to eat Mexican food and it's pretty greasy, so I drink some before that. If I go to eat Italian food, I like Alfredo and it's got a lot of butter, so I drink some before that. It's up to you. There's no set time. Unless you're taking medicine, if you're taking medicine, you want to take it away from your prescription medicine. I would just call your pharmacy and tell them what you're taking. Ask them how long it takes your body to absorb the medicine. Once it's absorbed in the bloodstream, the clay won't touch it. So it doesn't go in the bloodstream and follow it. So you're safe to take the clay. And when you're doing a cleanse, it says take it on an empty stomach. But after you've taken the clay a while, you've pretty well cleansed, then you can take it any time. It's not a requirement. So thank you for that, for clarifying that. Well, our time is up for today. I'm hoping you're setting good intentions for your New Year's and don't make it a struggle and put anything down that you feel like it's going to, gosh, I said I'm going to do it, I'm going to have to do it, if it's a have to do. Take the attitude of having intention of improving your health, of losing weight. And if you have that intention and you're focused on it, every day and every way I'm getting better and better and better, you will subconsciously, and if you really want it and you believe it can happen, you will start formulating different eating patterns and different options will come to you. And it's so much easier to set intentions than to make a resolution. I always dreaded making resolutions, so it was almost like giving up something for Lent. If a resolution meant you had to give up something, you had to give up your free time, or you had to give up food you like, or so approach it in a different way and come join us next Thursday, the 14th, where we will talk about getting what you want and how to do it with intentions and beliefs. It's not hard work. It's just by design. This is Perrier signing out and wishing you an abundant, prosperous, and the best 2016, the best new year you've ever had. Let's make it better than the last one. My last one was great, and I'm expecting greater. Love each and every one of you. Go enjoy this beautiful day. I hope the weather's good where you are. Take your clay with it. Keep it on hand for those burns in the kitchen. And thank you, each and every one of you, for your input today. Go to calcium bentonite clay. Sorry, bentoniteclayinfo.com to find the free About Clay information site with articles, testimonials, recordings, and videos. This is Perrier wishing you the best of 2016. Signing out.